بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There are some terms that are used in tasawwuf. One is talween, for the ease of our understanding, let's call it fluctuations. Right? In the state of fluctuation, people misconstrue and they feel within themselves that I had a very good state of iman and now my iman is very weak. Now it was wrong for them to make this type of decisions, because this is a spiritual state, and what is exactly that spiritual state about, he doesn't know. When he doesn't know, then because he doesn't find the drive as he used to have, so he feels that now my iman is gone very weak. So it's wrong for him to decide on himself. I know in this COVID, right? So I don't know if I had it, but that's what people were suspecting for a few days. But I found after that the health improved. What it was, then you go through this and then the health just improved after that. So what we think now is destructive doesn't have to be destructive. There can be some other plan of Allah Ta'ala that is concealed and we don't know. So when you put your mind into a negative state, then you have like dropped your guards, give up. When you drop your guards, anything will come and affect you. This thing will affect you, that will affect you. Why? You dropped your guards. And where you dropped your guards from, you began to make your own conclusions. See, you brought your own conclusion. Now who asked you to do that? To make your own conclusion? It happened, and it happened for the better. So these are two states that you go through. One is called qabz and the other is called bast. For our ease, let's say qabz is a spiritual low, just for our ease, right? Where you don't find the drive, don't find the motivation, and all type of negative thoughts begin to crowd your mind. I'm worse than this. See these people, how good they are. There can't be a person as bad as myself. So these are some of the symptoms. But in the symptoms, you're not supposed to be coming to your own conclusions. Someone that knows about it, has been through it, and he's in a better condition to rule against you. And these type of conditions, even great mashayikh also, they go through. But Sadhguru, he went through the same thing. And I know, I went through it once. You just feel the earth will be better off without you. I know I could have done something terrible at that time. In the beginning, you hear bayans and all that. So I must have been about 13, 14. And I hear the bayan that as you're coming to 15, then all your deeds are recorded, right? So now, the thought was overwhelming that I'd rather go before this so that I'm not subject to any recording. So that thought was overwhelming. It was so overwhelming, I was about to go onto the railway line with a fast train coming past. And just say about, I would say about 25 seconds, said, hey, let me go out. So the train driver, he threw a coal on me. And I slapped a spot pain here on the knee. Well, I was surprised how he got his spot on. And a moving train, and he threw a coal, and he got me right to my knee. So anyway, you go through this thing here. Others say he went through it. He says once, he was in the state, you know, very overwhelming. I know what it is, but right, it was overwhelming. And thoughts, negative, and just beside me, someone had a loaded gun. And I was on the verge of telling him, just blast me. So on that, at that point, and I feel the earth will be better without my existence. See, if you feel like that, you go through that state. So many people have this experience. And even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the time of the interval, you know, when there was no wahi, wahi came, then for about 2-3 years there was another wahi. And the person that went through that enjoyment, he knows what he's missing. You don't know what he's missing. At that time, when I see the whole thing, as though Rasulullah Pak Sassam now began to identify with the spiritual realm, see, the realm of the Malaika. So the earth and everything was not, it was not appeasing him. There was nothing in it for him. Why? He was now, Nabi Sassam is now, he's relating to the spiritual realm, the realm of the Malaika. So this thing here means nothing to him. And now for some time he didn't see the Malaika. So you can imagine how he'll feel at that time. So he also felt some feelings. And then Jibreel Islam used to appear, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ حَقَّ. You are the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He would say his words and he'll go. So it'll give him some type of satisfaction. So now, in this state, one is to understand the state itself. Right? It's given some Farsi poetry, but he says, the poet says, Dostiman Turki Migo. My friend speaks in Turkish, right? And I don't understand Turkish. So he's Persian, I don't understand. But he's, just a little sum of the words. Some of the, I should just see the thing. What he's saying, it's like a lame, it's a lame, ahu means deer, right? A deer that's lame. Now, can he run? Lame. Struggling. And there's a big tiger before him. So, what option he's got but to just surrender? Korea. So that's what he's saying, resign, taslim. You just have to surrender. Understand the mighty, the glory, the magnificence, magnanimity, and your helplessness. Understand that. So these are all states, conditions that you go through. And the worst thing is that you read your own, come to your own conclusions. Right? Don't do that. For Allah Pak's sake, don't do that. Others see that the state also, I aspire for my parents go through it. I aspire for my parents to go through it. Right? Because they don't understand the very, very subtle, finer good that comes out of it. When you go through it, then the self-admiration goes, pride goes, right? Trying and despising the others, that goes out of you. Now these are big killers. Despise, self-admiration, pride, big, big, a disaster. But When this thing comes, this comes, this type of comes, the bloody just gets smashed down. One shot. One stroke, and it just gets... You have to make ilaj and ilaj and ilaj, and you have one stroke, and it just gets cleared up. So it's a procedure. The better thing is to speak to your senior. See, I'm going through this. Not to take it in your own hands. One person was in this state in Tanabon. And after a few days, they saw at Fajr a stream of blood coming out from his room. So Moa said, just leave the room as it is. It was locked from inside. Leave it like that. Call the police. So he'd committed suicide. So Moa said then after that, he was going through the state here, and it was for him to go and relate, to speak. But he's keeping it to himself. He's thinking he's gone to some other heaven, you know. That's what he's thinking. And he sees that there's no access. I'm in that state, but I can't go any above anymore. So what's the point of living now? So he went and took his life. See? So Moha said, don't open the room, because if anybody broke the room, then if there's an inquiry, then you will be also accused. So the better thing is now, don't do anything now. Just call in the police, let them see the whole thing, what happened. They can do their own inquiry and they can go. So this is called qabz. One pious person, maybe not a sheikh or something, he's got one murid. So he's going through this. And as he's going through it, so it reached such a point that he began to feel convinced that he's shaitan. Now I know this thing is because sometimes you experience it, right? When you experience it, then you know the thoughts, the feelings, and what happens to the mind at the time. So he felt convinced that he is shaitan. So he told his murid, oh no, he went to the masjid and he saw a big sheikh ul hadith. And he said to him that I am shaitan. So that sheikh ul hadith said, alright, if you are shaitan, then na'uzu billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So he counted that as a confirmation. See, I thought I was shaitan. Now he's a great alim and he says, na'uzu billah min ash-shaytan and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that's a confirmation. When it's a confirmation, now is there any point to live any longer? So he came to his quarter where it was. He told his murid, see, I'm going to take my life. And if there's anything left, then you may just finish it up. So he took his life. And there was something left, and the faithful murid finished it up. Now there's an inquiry, and now the murid is charged. So she thought, the murid says, better for me, if my sheikh is gone, it's better for me to also go. But this is what happened exactly. Alright, they acquitted all the charges, they dropped the charges, they sent him away. It was around the time of the founder of Darul Deoband, Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullahi. Now, Maulana said, see, if this thing had reached me, then he wouldn't have gone to that level of taking his life. See? So, the person that is like an expert, he knows it, then he knows how to handle that state. So they asked Maulana, what would you have done if you were in that state? What would you have done? Was it a simple solution? I would have told him, shaitan bhi to usi ka hai. Shaitan also belongs to the beloved. So, when you would have heard this, that shaitan belongs to the beloved, then that thing would have just suppressed that feeling. He also belongs to the beloved. Someone asked, he belongs to the beloved, but the relationship is a relationship of regime. rejected, say his mind won't go there. In that state, his mind won't go in that. He just, Shaitan must be belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Now, that will give him new hope. When it gives him new hope, it will build up, and then you put him back on course. But there's a way to handle this type of situations, and we don't pay attention, we don't realize, we don't understand these things here. Straight away, we say, no, the iman is very weak. See that? So, this is it's a spiritual state, and the spiritual state needs a spiritual solution. Not to take it in your own hands. Right? And a lot of disaster, a lot of problems come as a result of this. So, one is the person that's an amateur, and one is the person that Allah blessed, right? Nobody can be proud, and nobody can be boastful. So the one that is quite acquainted, not an amateur, then he handles it all right, right? So he knows that this is from Allah Ta'ala, and he knows at this stage, the right thing for me is riza and taslim. Just to surrender yourself to Allah Ta'ala. And surrender yourself to Allah Ta'ala with cheer, not just, I must do it, no, no. One is, I have to do it, let me do it. So, you are doing it as though, as per coercion, you are being coerced. And the other is that, you are doing it, and you are doing it willingly, cheerfully. Now with the cheer, I must do it. It comes, let it come, and if it doesn't come also, it's not a problem. Har chay az dost mi ayad, khaira ost. What? Har chay az dost mi ayad, khaira ost. Whatever comes from the beloved is a blessing. What? Whatever comes from the beloved is nothing but a blessing. Somebody is going through this, somebody is going through something else. Don't you see the world? That someone got a chronic sickness, right? They call it urine inconsistence. Every now and then you must make wuzu, right? Or for every namaz time you must make wuzu. Don't you hear about these things here? Someone got other problems, got a cardiac problem. Once one friend is offering to take me to the istima. So, I sat down in the back seat. I think his father was in the front, so I sat in the back seat. So I was there, and his small son, perhaps was about 7 years of age, so he is next to me. Then I see, this is long, very long time, see, first time I saw that child, that age, pulling up his kurta and injecting himself. So then I realized he had a sugar problem and he had to inject, see. Now from that age he had a sugar problem, now you can imagine now, he has to live with it for all his life. Can you see that? So, we have varieties of problems. So the worst thing for you is to ask, but why me? وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَ. Allah Ta'ala creates and He disposes. Creates and He disposes. يَخْلُقُ وَيَخْتَارُ. He makes the decision. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَ. You got no say in the matter. And when you realize that you have no say in the matter, then why do you get into this? Why is this happening to me? Have you got a right to go and ask and probe in this thing here? You have no right. Can you ask now, why is it that South Africa now is 1024, right? And India now, it may be about 2 o'clock, right? Approximately 2 o'clock, right? Now why is India 3.5 hours ahead of us? And why are we 3.5 hours behind? Have you got the right to ask? Well, it's not your affair. It's not your business. It's not your business. Then don't get into it. There's a very easy solution. Yes, where there is a situation that you can bring some improvement, you will do it. Like the Nabi, somebody is going astray, then the Nabi will try correct him. Right? He will not say now, that is his taqdeer, and let him go to Jahannam. Right? He won't say that. There, he will try to help him out, bring him on course. But then there is a situation that is beyond you. When it's beyond you now, what do you do? One person is getting fed up with his wife, you know. Getting angry, very, very angry. He just comes into the house and hey, she just lets drive. Yeah, rogue. You're just popular there and people talk about you, but ask me, I'll tell what you are. What they know about what you are. See? So, when this type of case has come to me, see, you must make so much of shukar, man. What shukar you need to make? You got an in-house shukshikh. We have to go to Jalalabad also. And you are an in-house sheikh. He's sorting you out straight. Give it to you. So at that time, this inside your heart, say shukar. Don't say jazakallah. Inside your heart, say alhamdulillah. At least, you know, in-house. I don't have to go so far for my correction. Within the house, everything is exactly coming right. Now you think, but that person's wife is so pleasant, she's, you know, cooperating, so much of compatibility and understanding, and this bhajiya, I don't know where she came from. Now don't put your mind on that. You put your mind on that, then it's a mental turmoil. You are in a mental turmoil, you are self-inflicting a problem. So you have to go, some things you have to just go with the tide. Not everything, some things, just go with the tide, move the tide. And things will sort themselves out in time. Now, he's come to the house and she's letting drive one way. You know, when they start, how they start? You know, I tell the boys that when you were small, it was family tradition, you must go in the shop. 8 years, 9 years. So, one of the workers in the shop, he liked to listen to the July handicap, you know, the July handicap horse race, so that person is given the commentary. Hey, I used to marvel him, the way he speaks, he, like, 70 words in one minute. Hey, continuous. How is he doing? Allah knows. What do you just giving it? Very interested in the actual race, but it's to be marveling at that person, how fast he's speaking. So there's some woman like that. What way? Just give it. Like the July handi. What way? So what are you supposed to be doing? So we had it now. Had enough of her. So he raises his hand. Ya Allah. Ya to. Mujhe le le. So she got the will. And he would say, Ya. Oh Allah, you either take me. So you say either or, right? Either or. Or, either take me or, he's supposed to say either take me or her, right? But when she put up that veil on, either take me or take me. No choice. So some things are a plan, right? And the plan is not within your choice. Not within your choice, that's to understand. How to cope with it? Not to ask why. What? Not to ask why. You know, ask why, you just cause problems for yourself. Get into a depression, me, and so many people in the world, and why me, and why another person there, and I'm doing dini work, and why it's coming to me. But who asked you? Is it your plan that's working in this world? Have you planned it out? We haven't planned it out. It's Allah Ta'ala's plan. So just leave it as it were. Right? Some mysteries will only come after time. Khidr alayhi salam is scuttling the boat. Musa alayhi salam is objecting. Then he's killing that young infant, right? Musa is objecting even more. قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ For no valid reason, and you're killing an innocent soul. قتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس. You understood, so you're going to give a literal translation, you may not get it so quick. But now you got it one shot, you got it. Innocent soul, an infant, you're killing without any valid reason. Yeah. Again, when he's erecting the wall, again, Musa is objecting. But Musa only learned the mystery long later. He didn't understand it at that time. So we understand, in the technical terms, right? Technicals, you call one Amrit Tashri and the other Amrit Takwini, what? That's just technical terms. So Tashri means the law, right? The law. Law of Allah Ta'ala. For your ease and understanding, it's a law, right? And Takwini, for your convenience and understanding, it's a plan, what? So the law and the plan don't have to be the one and the same. The plan can be something else, and the law can be something else, right? Just a small example to illustrate this point, right? Law and plan, right? So you came into a school or a madrasa and you saw that one child was being detained, right? Small punishment, he was being detained, right? It's a break time and everybody's shouting, cheering, eating lunch at the tuck shop and whatever, right? So the teacher happens to be your friend, and you tell the teacher, but why? You know, it's a time to break, just refresh and go out a little bit. Why detain him? So the teacher will tell you, see, the boy is full of pranks. He's a disaster. He's a problem, and he creates problem all around himself. That's what the teacher will tell you. So just to appease you, just to make you understand, alright, this is a test, you know, this is a trial, I'll just let him out. As the teacher lets him out, he busts 10 glasses, he fought with 5 people, he poked 1 person, and now the teacher says, oh, see, I told you. So he knows what's packaged in the child. Right. He knows what's packaged in the child, and therefore he put him into this detention. But now you want to know why, so I'll see what it is. So Musa alayhi salam wanted to know why. Qatalta nafsan zakiyatan. The law is you can't kill an innocent soul, but why have you killed an innocent soul? Can you see that? So the easiest thing is just to be satisfied and go with the tide, and time will tell you. There's a famous story that they say that if anything happened, then the king's wazir would say, "Usme khair hai, usme khair hai." Good. So the king, he slipped and he fractured his finger. Badly, you know. So the wazir said, "Usme bhi khair hai." Now the king got so upset. I'm in pain. The finger is dislocated, moved out of his joint. It's looking so ugly. And he's celebrating over it. "Usme khair hai." They put him into prison. Anyway. So after some time, kings know what they want. It's royal time, go here, adventure. We have to say, our people like gypsies, right? So they also gypsies, running around here, hunting, shooting. So the king is out. I said, oh, now you know you're going for a hunting trip now, and you're tracing on game, right? You're tracing it. So sometimes while tracing it, you can break away from the rest of the party. 50 people are going, and now you're tracing the thing, you broke away from the party. So he broke away, and then he's gone into some other land, other territory. Now it's called cannibals. They offer human sacrifices. And they saw the king, hey, the right king, right person now. And we got the person to offer as a sacrifice. We caught him. But now, the sacrifice requires the person that you're sacrificing must be perfect. So they're inspecting him, they saw the finger is off. No. Go. Get away. Then he came back. Now he took the wazir, was in prison, he brought him out. He said, Usbe Khair. That's also good, you know. So I understood now that Isme Khair, you know. Had my finger been right, I would have gone finished. Right. So Isme Khair works both ways, works both for you and works both for me. Because when you send me to prison, Usme bhi khair tha. There was good in that. Because had I not been imprisoned, then I would have been with you. When I had been with you, then both of us would have been taken, and I was normal, so I would have been sacrificed. See? So Usme Khair. Now, one is the law, and one is the plan. And people don't understand these things here, therefore they find it difficult to reconcile. So it's a law. In about 1982-83, so there was a man that used to communicate with me. So his wife was involved in a motor car accident. I think somewhere past Dundee somewhere she was from. Ladies from the side, somewhere, not from here, but I don't know, or not somewhere there. But in that accident, she lost both her feet. And now, the husband is saying, she can't stop thanking Allah Ta'ala. She can't stop thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for Allah Ta'ala taking away her feet. So I said, what? I could understand now. 82 in a long time. So she says, now, look at us, the spirit of Iman she had. See, sometimes you begin to discover the person's Iman when there is a trial. Before the trial, you can't understand the person's Iman. You know where the person stands. There's trial, and then you understand. So she was thanking Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala had incapacitated her. Because she was a woman now, she was to drive, move around, go here, coffee shop, tea shop, whatever, right? Friends, hall, mall, all that. She says that within my heart I knew that this was not the right thing. But our force of habit, you know, force of family, habit, and I would just go out, I can't stay in the house. Go here, there, everywhere. Now, another incapacitated me, now I have to be at home. I'm dependent now. Right. So I have to stay at home. So wasn't this, she's asking, wasn't this a blessing for me? See? So you get those people whose understanding is right. Allah bless them with a good level of Iman. So when some misfortune strikes, they know how to handle it. So one is there's an amateur and or a novice, and the other is a person that is quite settled, quite firm. And in every field, every science, there is an expert. You can't say now, I'm very good hafiz, so I can also show you masalas. You can't say that. Yes, in your hips you are good, right? Very good. We must acknowledge that. But that doesn't give you the right to know. So ilm is one thing, and understanding the person, nafsiyat, understanding his psychology is a different thing. Well, Yaqub Sahib understood the person's psychology, and that person of the Shaykh ul Hadith, she couldn't understand it. See? He understood the psychology, right? What is the mental state? what is he going through now, and what should be the recommended procedure after that. So the person that is through it, he understands, it's from Allah Ta'ala, and it's tough, I know it's tough, it's difficult, but Allah Pak means good for us. Right? He means, when he means good for us, then I just need to move with the tide. He means good for us. So mentally, his mind won't be attacking, you know. Why like this? Why like that? Why not like this? Why like that? Why she's doing like that to me? So his mind is not in a turmoil. And if this resigned taslim is not there, then his mind is in a constant state of attacking and fighting. Why like this? Why like that? Why? See? So outwardly he seems to be a nice person. Outwardly he can talk nicely. But if one inspects his mind is trapped in a fight. Why is trapped in a fight? Because he doesn't understand Riza and Tasneem. Right. And it's just a small adjustment. I spoke about it about 2-3 days ago. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. The whole world belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Yaf'alu ma yasha, yakhluqu ma yasha. He does as he pleases. See, it's his world. Right? When it's his world, he does as he pleases. When he does as he pleases, right, then have you got a right to object? Have you got a right? As though you are saying, Allah Pak, you know, you should have taken my suggestion. Why didn't you take my suggestion? That's what you are saying. So, what you are saying that Allah Pak must have missed one point, and I had the point in my mind, and Allah Pak didn't ask me, so therefore there's a flaw. That's what you are saying. So, my thing is such a big blessing, this thing here. Really, you have to go through it to understand the blessing. Right? So many things will just get sorted out. Just understanding Riza and Tasneem, so many things will get sorted out. So, I am jealous about you. Right? You know, we are in class together, and I knew what a rotter you were in class. Failure, rotter. But today you became a Mulana, and the whole world is talking about you. So I'm jealous about it. Right? Now in my jealousy, what will I do? One is, say, I tell my friend, ask me about him. I don't know, man. You were the rotter, failure, outright, they wrote him off. Yeah, he just used some bribery and all that, and he got some publicity and recognition. Otherwise, what is he? Well, speaking of fear, jealousy. In your circles, you will try and run him down. You don't want him to escalate. And what's the catalyst? The catalyst? Jealousy and pride. See that? You don't want him to go up. They say, men went out to work, right? So sometimes in the old days, you go out 1-2 years, make some money and bring it home. So he went out, right, comes back home and sees that it's a town that is flourishing. He got a Merc, he's got a Ferrari and high-rise buildings and all that. So everything is going on, right? So he asks his wife, what happened here? You know. So he was limp from one leg to walk the crutcher. So his wife told him, you know, one buzuruk came here and they asked him to make dua. And the dua is still lasting. The dua was, whatever you're going to be asking for, then your friends will get double the amount. If you ask for one merc, you'll get two. You ask for one investment, you'll get two. Right? You ask for 1 million, you'll get two. So whatever you will ask for, you'll get double the amount. And he heard now that this dua is still lasting. So he's crippled from one leg. Allah Akbar, take my leg fully away. My one leg, take it away. So when he made the dua, the whole town became two-leg crippled. Whatever you're going to ask for, the whole world will be double that amount. So my one leg, take it away. When he took one away, so he's got one leg and everybody got the two legs gone. See the jealousy. How it works you, how it destroys you. So the hadith warns you about it. Ta'akulul hasanat kama ta'akulul annarul hatab. Right? Jealousy and malice. Jealousy and malice. What happens? It eats on your good deeds. You know how the fire eats up the firewood? Everything is finished. So how long it took you to make etika of sawab, all that? And the jealousy ate up everything. See that? So if this resigned taslim was there, then you would have been a different person. But because the resigned taslim is not there, that means your iman is not right. So you're doing, your mind is in a turmoil, and you are always feeling negative for people's prosperity and their progress. You can't see it. So I say it's a indication of the weakness of iman. Why? The reason is obvious. I ask you, whose plan it is? Right? His plan is to izzu man tasha wa to zillu man tasha. Tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al-mulka min man tasha. He gives and he takes. He honors and he drops down. Right? So whose plan was it to give him? It was Allah Bakh's plan. And you are objecting to the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Can there be a more severe weakness of iman? You're objecting to the divine plan. His plan was it that this person peace wala ho jaye. And you are objecting to it. So can there be a worse aspect, a worse sickness? Can there be anything worse? Because his plan, تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives it, he takes it. When he gives it and he takes it, so it was his plan, and it was his plan, then what right have you got to object to the plan of Allah Ta'ala? Now people feel they're doing good. They don't realize it's the inner sicknesses are surfacing. See, when there's a situation that comes up, from that situation you understand this person's sickness. See, like you put the person onto a radar or an IMR scan, right? So the sicknesses that were concealed and discreet, now they begin to surface. Understand, all right, what's the problem? So the sicknesses, when there's a trial, then you understand that person, this is what he's got. Before the sickness, before the trial, you couldn't make out what was his sickness. Now you got to know, all right, this is the person's sickness. See? And it's Allah Bakh's plan. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلِيهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah Bakh won't leave you. He'll put you into a trial, hatta yamiza al-khabisa min al-tayyib. The filth and the pure have to be separated. What? Hatta yamiza al-khabisa min al-tayyib. He has to separate the filth from the pure. That's the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Ma kana Allahu liyutniyakum al-ghayb. Allah won't show you what's the ghayb. He won't show you that this person is very pure and this person is very impure. He won't show you. He won't show what's in the heart. But you'll create a circumstance. In the circumstance, you'll begin to understand, all right, this person is pure and this person is filthy. See? The circumstance will show. Sometimes, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُولِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Sometimes, Allah Ta'ala may inspire the Nabi, this Nabi min Rasuli, inshallah. He will inspire the Nabi, he will show it to him. This is munafiq. Now the Nabi can say it. Can we say it? We are not getting that inspiration from Allah Ta'ala. So we can't say it. Yes, the Nabi can say it. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يَسْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُولِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So he'll create a situation, and that situation will show who's who, and what's the problem. See, that situation will show it. So someone will come and object to what the Shaykh Radhi Sahamatari, you gave this one khilafat, but you should rethink, you know, that why you gave this person khilafat. He was not eligible, he doesn't qualify for a khilafat. So the Shaykh sometimes will give this answer, that when I had to appoint him as my khalifa, I didn't consult with you. Now if I have to remove him, right, I appointed him, and now I must unappoint him, right? Can't say disappoint him, right? Then when I appointed him, then I didn't consult with you. Now I must remove him, then what's the need for me to consult with you? Is there a need for me to consult with you? That was one answer he would give. So this view, the sight is too good, too good. You know, what seems to be very concealed and ambiguous, for them is absolutely clear. See, Allah opens the understanding. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ Allah gives them that profound understanding. Sometimes you give an answer, sir, you go by. If in the grave, the Munkar Nakir have to ask you about why the Shaykh appointed him as the Khalifa, then they must tell them, Shaykh asked me not to get into this problem. What? So, it can be at one of two levels. The one level is why you need to consult. And the second level could be at the grave. So there you would tell them, I found out, but Shaykh said, no, you don't get into this problem here. So now, what he's telling him, well, it doesn't concern your life, it doesn't concern you hereafter, why must you get into this thing here? Is that the right thing for you? It doesn't concern dunya, it doesn't concern your akhirat, then what was the need for you to get into it? See? So, Jews Riza or Tasneem. But now that you know, there's two different systems that are running. One is the law of Allah Ta'ala, and one is the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Two different things. Right? Two different things. And you won't know. Let's end our own story. It's got multiple lessons in it, right? Al-Mu'tazim also mentions it sometimes in his bayans. So, one person is making dua. I want to see Khidr alayhi salam, meet him. You see, someone told him, read that wazifa, this wazifa. What a wazifa he made. And eventually he got to meet Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. Yeah, you're making dua to see me. So what's your problem? So, make dua that I become a very, very prosperous, very wealthy person. Dua bhi ki to kisi dua ki? Dua mangi to kisi dua mangi? What type of dua he asked? So, Khidr alayhi salam told him, see, that's not the appropriate thing for you to ask for. But nonetheless, since you have this ambition, this aspiration, right? I'll give you about 1 year. You go and see all the wealthy people in Delhi, the wealthiest people in Delhi. And after you made your proper research, then you come to me after 1 year at this time, at this spot. So he's got that appointment now. He's got that assignment. What's the assignment? Go and see the wealthy person. One person, second person. So he saw one person, a jeweler, flourishing trade, you know, very flourishing. Like ours now, he's a jeweler, but it's 4x4, which is a diamond, 4x4. 16 Makkah, Medina. I see the shops are so big, and the people are buying. They used to buy one bagel, and you're bargaining. And the other people came from Nigeria. They're buying 20 bangles, one with no negotiation. And you look so miserable before that. They're buying the real thick bangles, 20, one time to buy it, one shot. Come, they'll take it. $1,000, 20, they'll just take it. Right. So anyway, he saw, hey, this is the right person. Looking at gold, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and I had to work. But anyway, Khidr asked me to do my homework properly and find out, etc. So he saw the boss. He explained to the boss that this is what happened, and Khidr gave me an assignment. I must see him after 1 year. And I thought you to be the most prosperous person in the whole Delhi. So I'll make dua. Allah makes me, like you say, hey, don't make that dua. See, some things we can relate to, we can see. And some things we can't see. Yeah. That's why in the istikhara, in kana hazal amru khayran li fi dini wa dunyaya wa aqibati amri, for my deen, for my dunya, and for the future, for the end. If it will be the good thing for my end, then give it to me. I just said, give it to me. Now, it may be good for the deen, but does it have to be good for your deen also? And does it have to be good for the end, you know? That this can be a catalyst to your destruction. Can it be? So that's why deeni or dunyaya or aqibati amri. So he says, yeah, I can't disclose the secret, but now this thing became such a serious thing that you spoke to Khidr alayhi salam. So I have to spill the beans. See, I got married, wealthy family, to a girl of my choice, you know, the beauty, the charm, the figure, everything was there, color, complexion, yeah, everything. Girl of my choice. And hardly 3 years into the marriage, and the wife became seriously ill. Doctors gave up. And now, by now I bonded with her too much, you know. And I'm crying at her headside, standing, sitting there crying away. As I'm crying, so she's saying, Mardon ki mohabbat ka koi aitibar nahi. You people who show love, men, who show love, we can't trust you. Because I die today, tomorrow you'll propose and carry on with your life. You show me the charm and the love, and you know, you won't betray and you won't do anything after me. But this just now is lip service. No, I mean it. No, you don't. And she kept on insisting that you're not reliable. So just to appease you, see, he went and castrated himself. Alas. Puri factory ko band kar diya. Ab kya chalega? Factory khatam ho gaya. Any production. So this man is asking, alright. But then I see all your sons here. You know, you see only 2-3 marriages. You got 12 children sons here. See, this is another secret that I don't want to divulge, but now you brought it at this level. See, after what happened, she recovered very well. She's young, 19 years of age, young, bursting with energy, right? And I can't satisfy her. So these are all illegitimate children. I can't go and publicize it, because people will say that you're a castrated person, na mardo. You lost your manhood. Now how can I ever accept that if people say that I have lost my manhood? Right? Now can you see the agony, the pain I'm living in? Seeing all the money there, all that flourishing. But the pain and the grief that I'm going through, you can't understand. So anyway, now he meets Khizr al-Islam, as was confirmed, you know. So then he asks Khizr al-Islam, alright, now I've seen the world and I've seen the end. How it happens, right? See, every format may not be the same. It may be a different circumstance. But really, we don't know what happens to these people that are ultra-wealthy. We don't know. Our elders say, the person that is pitiable is that person that is ultra-wealthy. He's supposed to be pitied, not the poor person. Because we don't know their lives. The turmoil, the agony, the pain that they go through is something else. But they can't diverge. We can't see it. So he asked now Khizr al-Islam, alright, I have been asking for this, I've been dreaming of this. Now, what's the best thing to do now? He says, you see, Allah wala ke saath mil jao. Look for the Allah wala and link up with him. Because it may seem a very simple procedure, right? Allah wala ke saath mil jana. Something very simple, something not glamorous, right? But it's better for you here and better for you there. Both ways it will work for you. It will work better for you here in this life. It will work better for you in that life. So here's sabak hai, riza aur tasleem ka. Allah waqt taufeeq nasib karay.